Proverbs chapter 13. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. A very ambitious young man made an important mechanical discovery. However, his lack of finances forced him to drop his plans and accept the position of a laborer in a large factory. He hoped to earn enough money to enable him to perfect the invention that would bring him fame and fortune. His new job, however, was so exhausting that he could scarcely keep awake after he got home each evening. A few times he thought about talking with the owner of the plant, but there was small hope that he would ever be able to meet the man. One day he was notified that he would be moved to another part of the factory. "The work is much harder than you are doing right now," the foreman told him. "But the boss saw you the other day and picked you out as the only man in the room fitted for it." The man's heart sank. Harder work than he was doing now? He was already exhausted at the end of the day. Still, there seemed to be nothing he could do, so the following morning he went with the superintendent to his new post. But as he entered the room, he saw an important-looking man inspecting one of the machines. "Yes, that's the boss," the superintendent whispered, answering the man's curious look. "He always comes and works beside the man that takes this job." The young man could hardly believe his good fortune. Here was the opportunity he had hoped for, and he had come so near turning down the offer. How many have learned a similar lesson? They move fearfully into the new challenge, saying, "I can't do it," only to find themselves in a new and closer fellowship with the boss, Jesus Christ. Remember, the master always comes and works beside the servant who takes up some heavy tasks when he asks.